Evander Fleury, as he was departing this phenomenal world, he uttered this verse, which illustrated his intensive mood of loving devotional service and separation from the Lord, Vipulamba Bhava, which previous to the appearance of Madhavendra Purity was unheard of. This verse is very significant. It is such a verse which we'll read about in a minute. Counted this verse on the board. We'll read a little bit about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction to this verse. So this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. At Madhyalila, chapter 4, it's actually found in several places in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Maybe 3 or 4 different places. But this is the one which we is on the board. Yeah, 4.197. Translation is also slightly different in certain places. This is verse spoken. So we ask everyone to repeat. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Vita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam. Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Srila Madhavendra Puri Ki Jai.
So Madhavendra Puri uttered this verse again and again as he was leaving this world. And by uttering this verse, he attained his ultimate goal of life. So we all know what the ultimate goal of life is. Krishna Prema. So let us utter this verse loudly together with attention. Try to absorb it.
I
Dina
Dayaka
Natahe
Mathura
Nata
Kadava Lakshane Yase Kadavalokshase Hidayam Tvad Aloka Tataram Daita Bhramyati Kim Koyomi Aham Aitina Dayadanathe Maturanata Kadavalokshase Vidayam Tvaraloka Kataram Dayata Bhramyati Kim Karomyaham Aitin Dayadranathe Maturanatha Kadavalakshase Vidayam Tvaraloka Kataram Daita Bhamyati Kim Karomyaham Aitina Dayadranathe Maturanathak Kadavalakshase Vidayam tvara loka kataram Dahita brahmyati king karomyaham
Ramyati King Karomyaham Can't read the book on this one. Translation of prayer by Bishop Puff. O my Lord, O most merciful Master,
O Master of Material,
yes, together loudly.
When shall I see you again?
When shall I see you again?
Because of my not seeing you.
My agitated heart
has become unsteady.
O most beloved one,
what shall I do now?
Report. The uncontaminated devotees, who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy, are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, the Srimadvacharya Sampradaya was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus, he took sannyas according to the parampara, the disciplic succession, beginning from Madhavacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the acharya named Lakshmipati. There was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in the Madhavacharya Sampradaya. And this conclusion of the Madhavacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured South India and met the Tathavadis who supposedly belonged to the Madhavacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central to this verse. Worship in separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus, he addresses the Lord as Dina Dayadanati, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such an ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected. And she expressed herself thus, "My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor, and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me. And let me know when I shall see you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava at Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishwara Puri. All the devotees in the line of the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. End of purport. The Kaviraj Goswami describes in the next verse, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again, exhibiting ecstatic emotions. The Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed, Sometimes he cried. Sometimes he danced and sang. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He said, Ahidina, Ahidina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love, and when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. Hare Krishna. We will try today. The Lord is Dinadayatra. He's the most merciful of the fallen souls. If we have any qualification of any sort to have the association of Srila Prabhupada, and today the association of Srila Madhavendra Puri, it's simply the shower that calls us mercy, most fallen creatures. Of course, Prabhupada said we're not the most anything. We're not even the most fallen. We can't even take that title. We're so unqualified. But somehow, by the causeless mercy of these devotees, they've given us this chance. This chance to speak today with the hope and prayer and the blessings of all of you, brothers, sisters, masters, an opportunity to remember Madhavendra Puri. Srila Satchitananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how, in his Sri Bhakti Loka, how if we hear about these Parishads, these eternal associates, these Nityasiddhas, devotees, eternal associates of the Lord, when they come into this world to give their association, Madhavendra Puri was sent by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to prepare the way, to establish in the otherwise, let's say, disciplined succession, Madhavacharya, devoid of conjugal love, devoid of the ecstatic emotions of pure loving and devotional service, to establish that within this disciplined succession because of his appearance in this disciplined succession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted this line of disciplined succession. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that if we hear about such personalities, we could manage and just chant Hare Krishna. You're lucky. If you can't manage, you just chant Hare Krishna. Everything we do is ultimately to help us to realize that. You can't take your management with you when you go. You can't take temples, you can't take bodies, you can't take anything with us unless we've got a few material desires. Ultimately, everything we do is to come to this point of realization that our life's goal, the goal of this mission, is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is taught by Madhavendra Puri. At the end of his life, he recited this verse, the essence of devotional service, the mood of Srimati Madhava. And chanting Hare Krishna is no different in this verse. By the mercy of Nityananda, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they have given us this chance. We have to do so many activities to keep us engaged according to our capacities, to help spread the chanting of the holy names. But the essence of it all, the primary activity, according to Srila Bhakti Vinod, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, the primary activity of all of our sadhanas is to come to the point of absorbing ourselves in chanting the holy names. That is the purpose of sadhana. And if sadhana doesn't come to that point, sadhana is an impediment on our path. Thus it's his words, not mine. Chanting Hare Krishna is the emperor of all sadhana and the only infallible means of success in spiritual life. It is the essence. Madhavendra Puri delivered this essence. Lord Chaitanya developed it and distributed it. It is such an important day. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if we hear about these personalities, then one develops satisfaction. We're all looking for satisfaction, I guess. This is a real satisfaction, not the material satisfaction. Of course, it's transcendental, but probably a few devotees out there at the Mahaprasadam store. Mayapur is like prasadam look. Everywhere is wonderful prasadam. This is also wonderful. This is the real prasadam at this moment, on this day, is to hear about Madhavendra Puri and to distribute prasadam in Shantipur on behalf of Madhavendra Puri, thinking of Madhavendra, and to get his mercy. Without the mercy of the pure devotees, we cannot make any advancement. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you hear about this personality, you can develop satisfaction, courage, and determination in spiritual life. Three qualities which I'm sure we would all like to have a bit more of. So we'll try to speak a few words today, a little bit, something there's so much to say about Madhavendra Puri. We can say a few prayers to first, kick the ball off. I didn't realize the class was at 6:15 until 5:30 this morning, so they get an awful lot of time, please forgive me. I didn't tell me that. Let's see, where should we start? Okay. This is a verse from the Adi Leela. Can we repeat? Jaya Jaya Madhava Puri.
Jaya Jaya Madhava Puri.
Krishna Prema Pura.
Krishna Prema Pura.
Bhakti Kapaturura. Patama, Patama Okura. All glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of all devotional service unto Krishna. He is a desire tree of devotional service, and it is in him that the seed of devotional service. First fructified. So this is actually like an invocation verse by Madhavendra Puri. There's another similar verse which we'll recite now in the chapter which we're reading from, the fourth chapter here. Text number one, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice, stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated therefore Shira Chora, being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love. Sri Gopal, the deity of Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Thus we'll hopefully be reading and hearing a little bit about that later on. And just to give us a little bit of a taste of what we're in for, Krishnadas Kaviraj describes at the end of this chapter 4 of the Madhyamaka, says, thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya's, Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees, and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion, attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the benediction of Sri Kaviraj Goswami. After having told, the story goes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, he was on his way to Puri. He was traveling with some disciples, Nityananda Prabhu and other devotees, three or four devotees traveling with him. And they came to Rangoon. How many of you have been to Rangoon? Who's been to Rangoon? Hands up. Who have been to Rangoon? Very few. There is the Samadhi of Madhavendra Puri, Sikhananda Prabhu, so many great souls there. Lord Chaitanya went there. And this is where this pastime took place. This whole chapter is spoken in Remuna by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's telling this pastime. He heard it from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. Who was Ishwara Puri? Spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. Anything else? Disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had many wonderful, unbelievable, even Nityananda Prabhu was not officially disciple, but he accepted the position. When Nityananda Prabhu was traveling in South India or Western India, he met Madhavendra Puri. And together, I was hoping to read this in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, something different to hear about. The ecstatic reciprocation or the relationship between Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri is out of this world. It's incredible how they were dancing together and exchanging ecstatic. They were just, everyone was overwhelmed. They were just fainting on the floor and rolling together. We should imitate this. Madhavendra Puri is not of this world. And when Nityananda met him, he was overwhelmed in ecstasy. He saw him. We'll read some verses in a few minutes. But first of all, at that time, Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his guru. It wasn't particularly understood that Nityananda Prabhu accepted initiation from Lakshmipati also. But some say Madhavendra Puri, but he certainly accepted him as Madhavendra Puri as his guru. So Madhavendra Puri was like the spiritual master of all the Vaishnavas. When Madhavendra Puri was traveling, he came to Shantipur. Advaitacharya fell at his feet and begged for initiation from Madhavendra Puri. Advaitacharya, he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. All the devotees accepted because Madhavendra Puri was the embodiment of the highest form of ecstatic love. Not only that, Madhavendra Puri is described by Kavikarna Puri in his Guru Ganadesh Deepika. I'll read it in paraphrase, but we'll read it what it exactly says. This is a book written by Kavikarna Puri which describes the position of all of the Parishads of Lord Chaitanya, associates of Lord Chaitanya. Not all, but many of them. Ishwara Puri remains a mystery in that book. But Madhavendra Puri is described there. And Kavikarna Puri writes, Madhavendra Puri was the incarnation of who?
Pardon?
Exactly. A Kalpa Vriksha tree. What? We usually hear it in the, you know, that there were expansions or incarnations of Uddhava, or, you know, Subal, you know, one of the gopis, or something like that, you know, but I'm Kalpa Vriksha tree. Yes, and here's why. He's an incarnation of a Kalpa Vriksha tree in the abode of Shishi Radha Krishna in Braj. This tree bears as its fruits the mellows of servitude to Lord Krishna, friendship to Lord Krishna, parental love to Lord Krishna, and conjugal love to Lord Krishna. So he's Srila Madhavendra Puri Ki Jai. He's the reservoir of all devotional service. You approach Madhavendra Puri, you can get all forms of devotional service. You know, he's the bestower of everything in pure devotional service. You know, we can relatively experience some kind of imaginary idea that in this world, but in the spiritual, it's also there. And he's completely embellishing and relishing, facilitating the relish of all the devotees in their ecstatic love for Bhagavan Krishna, various rasas. He's the fruits of all those rasas. He's no ordinary person. Nityananda said, Madhavendra Puri is body. No, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, in describing the meeting of Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri, he said, Madhavendra Puri's body is totally imbued with divine love, as are his followers. He takes nothing other than the juice of the mellows of love for Krishna as his foodstuffs. Pizzas are offered to Krishna. Thus Thus his body has become the place of pastimes of Sri Krishna. If you have the chance today to read it, go to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 9, text 155 onwards. I don't have the book. I can't read it. So anyway, that's where you'll find it. It's a wonderful, it's just incredible. You feel so excited just reading that pastime, Nityananda and Mahaprabhu. We're now talking about the followers also. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, now if I ask who's been to Vrindavan, hopefully everyone's hands are up. By the way, please go to Rimuna if ever you have the chance. It's not too far. When you go on the train from Calcutta to Puri, you can get down. There's a station called Balasore. It's about halfway. And from there you can take, I guess there are ritual speeches, maybe taxis are also there. It's not far, maybe 8 or 10 kilometers. You get to Rimuna. And there you can relish the association of Madhavendra Puri and the deity of Shri Chaitanya Gopiyam. Most extraordinary. You've been there, you know. It's such a wonderful place. And I was taken there many decades ago by Savag Swami. Ecstatic experience a few more times since then. Anyway, back to Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan on his great desire, of course, and eventually he got there, he got to Mathura. Lord Chaitanya was losing consciousness, he was falling over, he was in ecstasy, he was going crazy. Then he went down to the river Jamuna, and there at Krishnam Ghat, when you arrived, you're supposed to take bath at Krishnam Ghat. He took his bath there, he took darshan of Keshavji, the aid of Krishna. And whilst he was taking down, he was dancing and chanting in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya was always dancing and chanting. This is the Hare Krishna move. Dance and chant. Isn't that what we say? Dance and chant. Was it dancing, chanting, and? Oh, God, we're off the hook. Feasting. Dance, chant, and feast. It's not a difficult process, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that complicated. You don't have to read every book under the sun. Vrindananda was telling me the other day, I can't help but repeat it, but it's so exciting. He said, if you can't dance and chant, then read some books until you realize that's all you have to do. That's what it's all for. You study the Bhagavatam, that's also kirtan. It's also kirtan, there's no doubt about that. But the point of that is you'll become absorbed in dancing and chanting. You cannot keep reading until you do. Because that's the fruit of devotional service. That's Lord Chaitanya, at least at our stage. That's the fruit which Lord Chaitanya was showering on the world. He showered the Sankirtan everywhere. Before I forget, make a note, please, in your computers or your, what do you call these things? iPhones. It's everything nowadays, isn't it? iPod, iPad, iPhone. We're all this me in the center, isn't it? Always me, me, me. My birthday. What about Madhavendra Puri? What about Rupa Goswami? Oh, I forgot to tell you, yesterday was Rupa Goswami's appearance day. Hari Bol. No, it wasn't. I'm just saying that happens in many temples I go to. By the way, Prabhu's, yesterday was, we were supposed to have fasted yesterday. It was Shivas Thakur's appearance day, but never mind, we'll do it next year. Hari Bol. These days are mothers of devotion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani. They are mothers of devotion for those who observe them. Without a mother, how will we grow? This is our mother. These devotees have come, they're our mothers. They are our Siksha Gurus. And they give their association, and especially on their Abhirbhav and Tirubhav, they give their association extremely free, special sale day. Sale, free. Come and take, just grab it. Take the opportunity today to read and hear about Madhavendra Puri as much as you can. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, there was one Brahmin who came there to the river Jamuna. He was called a Shanadhir Brahmin, not a very high class Brahmin. They're like Brahmins to the lower class, businessmen and this and that. So they're not considered very high class. And generally, sannyasins don't really associate, which line you're in, but they don't associate too much with these low class, lesser class Brahmins and so on. When this Brahmin saw Lord Chaitanya, he fell on the ground, started dancing in ecstasy before the Lord Chaitanya could see that he was imbued with it, and they started dancing together in ecstasy like this. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, where have you got such ecstatic emotions? And he said, well,
Why, many years ago, Madhavendra Puri came to my house and he accepted prasadam in my house, a lowly son of a Brahmana. And I begged him for initiation and he initiated me as his disciple. Even though he was a Brahmin, he initiated me still with initiation. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. He said, "You are my guru because you are the god brother of Ishwara Puri. You are my guru." Lord Chaitanya was in such ecstasy. That's it, like that. The followers of Madhavendra Puri were also endowed. Even the Veda Charya took that endowment. Normal mood is a little different. But he got the took shelter of Madhavendra Puri. All the devotees wanted that. Madhavendra Puri had everything. He knew everything. Lord Chaitanya. Madhavendra Puri, this is from the Anchavita. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within the material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now when Lord Chaitanya was in Mathura, he then recited some wonderful verses to glorify Madhavendra Puri. And we haven't got that book here, I can't read them. But anyway, I'll read one, which I quickly jotted down just now. Dhyana Sapanahita Sadura Yavaha Purigos Kusamiraye Acham Sitarmasa. A devotee's behavior. This is a really important verse. This is from the Majjhalila chapter 17. Make a note. 185. 17:185. A devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. The devotee's behavior. Philosophy, all dry nonsense unless we act on it. The behavior of a devotee, not the philosophy, the behavior of a devotee establishes religious principles. The behavior of Madhavendra Puri Goswami is the essence of such religious principles. Our time is running out, we haven't started. We'll have to run quickly. I wanted to discuss the many passages, which we'll just read now. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, when he was telling this story in Raimuna, to Nityananda and the other devotees, they're in ecstasy. And he told how Madhavendra Puri, one time on his travels, went to Vrindavan. He was swooning and crying and dancing and chanting the holy names of Krishna. He came to Govardhan Hill and he circumambulated Govardhan Hill. After circumambulating Govardhan Hill, he came to Govindakund. And there he sat beneath the tree, chanting the holy names of Krishna and fasting. Madhavendra Puri had this, his mood was he would never ask for anything. He would never even ask for food. He would never go looking for food. He would only accept that which came by Krishna's arrangement. And if nothing came, he would fast. So he was fasting for many days. Whilst he was sitting there under that tree, in the evening, he dozed off, so it says. He took a little nap. It wasn't LSD like us, upside down. No, he hadn't eaten. He was napping. During that night, he had a dream. A beautiful, young cowherd boy appeared to him with a bluish, dark bluish, blackish complexion. Appeared to him in his dream and said, "Hey, Madhavendra Puri, what are you doing? Why are you sitting here fasting? What type of austerities, what type of meditation are you doing?" And just to remind everybody, to really make this day, to cap this day with deep effect, if you're not here on this day and you're in your home temples, organize a really wonderful drama on this day. It takes you deep into this pastime.
You live the pastime. There are no spectators in this drama. Drama means only actors, no spectators. Everyone into it. And this is what happened. The coward boys, please take this milk. He delivered him a pot of milk. Adivantapuri said, who are you? Where do you live? Where have you come from? The little boy said, oh, I am a coward boy living in the village nearby. In my village, nobody fasts. It's like here in Mount Mayapur. Nobody fasts, at least you shouldn't do. Just take as much prasadam as you can and chant Hare Krishna. So then, the boy goes, who is this boy? How did you know I was here? Oh, some of the ladies came nearby and they were collecting water. They were collecting water nearby. And then they saw you there and they told me you were fasting. So I have brought this water, this milk for you. Please take it. I will come back later to pick up the pot. And the boy disappears into the... I had a boy watching. Who is this? Who is it? Boy disappeared. Madhavendra Puri drank the milk. Oh, wow. He was overwhelmed. Where is that boy? Who is he? He never came back. Later on, he fell asleep again. The boy appeared again in his dream. My dear Madhavendra Puri, I am residing in a bush nearby. I am residing in a bush nearby. I have been residing there for many, many years. Many years ago, the Muslims attacked. My Pujari hid me in this bush and ran for his life. Since then, I have been suffering here. Rain and wind and cold. I have a terrible fever. I'm feeling so sick. Please, all the people from the village, come here and deliver me and install me on top of Govardhan Hill and worship me there. Madhavendra Puri woke up in the morning immediately. He was overwhelmed. Oh no! I saw Krishna and I didn't realize it. That boy who brought the milk is Krishna. What a fool am I? How unfortunate. But now the Lord has given me a service. Immediately he gathered all the village people together. And off they went with their scythes and their knives, cutting through the jungle. It was hidden in the jungle, cutting, cutting, and eventually they came to the bush where Gopal, was hidden. They cut in, and there he was, and everyone was in ecstasy. Everyone fell down off their faces. Gopal ji ki jai! And Madhavendra Puri was so overwhelmed. He was so heavy. Many men, and they carried the deity up to the top of Govardhan Hill. One big stone was placed there. They placed the deity, stood the deity on the stone with a big stone behind. And then Madhavendra Puri began to clean the deity with his own hands, massaging the deity, and so many wonderful scents, cleaning the deity. And then people all around heard about it. And then a great festival started to begin. Abhishek, Panchagavya, Panchamrita, so many wonderful things were being offered. And then a great, I have to summarize, a great feast was held. People came from everywhere. It was just like the Govardhan Puja Anukut ceremony. They came from every village bringing huge quantities of foodstuffs to offer to Gopal. Terrific festival. Adivanda Puri initiated so many Brahmins to perform the worship. And so on. This was going on. Fantastic. Wonderful worship. Gopal has come to deliver everyone, to give darshan to everyone. And so then after some time, Adivanda Puri had another dream. We shouldn't always count on our dreams being absolute. When you're a pure devotee, that's different. But his dream, this dream, Gopal appeared in his dream, said, your service to me is fully satisfied. However, my fever has still not completely been removed. Please go and bring me Malaya sandalwood and massage my body. So Madhavendra Puri then initiated two Brahmins from Bengal to continue with the puja, and he himself walked alone all the way. He went through Bengal, met Advaita Charya, came to Rimuna. When he was in Rimuna, he heard about this sheer this kier, this incredible, you have to go there, if nothing else, get that kier. Don't worry about the flies. The kier is wonderful. It's incredible. So he wanted to know, he thought, if I could only offer this preparation to my Gopal, it would bring more pleasure to Gopal. So he was inquiring from the pujaris, how you make this preparation? How is it done? At that moment, the offering came on the altar. And then he was thinking, oh, if I could taste that kier, I might be able to offer that to my day. Then he realized, oh no, the offering's on the altar. What have I done? I've thought about it, tasting it, and it's still on the altar. Oh, he felt terrible. As soon as the arti was over, he left. He went to the marketplace nearby, sat alone chanting Hare Krishna, hiding. That night, the pujari had a dream. In the dream, what happened? Gopinath came, said, one of my great devotees is here, Raghunanda Puri. I have hidden a pot of this kheer. I've stolen the pot and I've put it behind the curtain. And that is for Raghunanda Puri. You go down into the temple now, middle of the night, open the curtain, you'll find the pot behind the curtain. Take it then in the marketplace. He did. He came and he said, man, is there anyone in the marketplace with the name Raghunanda Puri? Please come. Gopinath has sent me with a pot of kheer for you. What? Yes, this is for you. He gave it. He was overwhelmed. He couldn't believe it. He took the care. He kept the pot. He broke it into pieces. He had a piece every day. And he was overwhelmed. He thought, wow, wait a minute. If anyone hears about this story, I'll become famous. He hated reputation. He was so humble. He was fully embodied with all wonderful qualities, humility. He didn't like respect. He left the next morning, immediately before dawn, went to Puri to collect that sandalwood and camphor. And with 20 kilos of sandalwood and camphor, he returned to Vrindavan. All the difficulties through toll gates, difficult, so many problems, he carried it himself. He reached Yamuna, the Lord appeared to him again. Gopal appeared, said, my dear Madhavendra, you don't need to come to Vrindavan. Stay there. I am Gopinath. You can stay there, use all of this sandalwood and camphor, massage Gopinath's over him. This is the summer season, throughout the 2 months of the summer season, Madhavendra Puri personally massaged the body of Gopinath in Vrindavan with that camphor and sandalwood, and that relieved the fever of Gopal in Vrindavan. And then he stayed for the Chaturmasya period, he went back to Jagannath Puri, then he returned to Vrindavan, and continued with his service there in Vrindavan, to Gopalji, and the various traveling, and so on and so forth. Our time is to squeeze the past time in 5 minutes. So it's 7:15, and now it's time for daily worship. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Madhavendra Puri.